Tuesday night, Ches Nisan, Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. We started the Seder. That's why I'm so tired. Kuf Yud Ches. We took Kuf Yud Ches. Kuf Yud Ches. What? Yeah. Yochin Moshovim Ba'od Yom. I don't know, whoever manages to do that, you have a little bracha. We've done it maybe once or twice in the last 40 years. Usually you come home, okay, where's the pillows? Where's the chair? I'm sitting here, that's my pillow, man. You know, leaning's very hard. One couch, you're supposed to be on a couch, leaning to the side, face. Okay, you do your best. B'matzos norm kviyacholto, fanciest tablecloths, nicest dishes you're supposed to have. That's maybe why it is okay to kasher things. You know, our nice things we use all year round. They used to have nice things. They were in golos, they hid them. They used them on Pesach just. Anyway, you lean on your left side. Ubovo chiyucha lahatos. Ulahase b'smolo v'afilu m'u'it. They're even a lefty. Should lean to the left. That's pretty much not so hard to do. Daylight saving sign doesn't help you. You still have the same amount of time between Shkia and Chatzos. Not to be ostentatious. There's mamish. No din. Either Zechel Churban, he says, or maybe not to make Ayin Hara by the Goyim. But there's no din not to be ostentatious. On Pesach, you want to show, and you take out all your best china, best silver, best everything. You got fanciest plates, everything. No paper plates. Even though now you can get very nice paper plates, I don't know. No paper. I'm trying to think. No, who are you? Paper? Pesach?
Not paper, but plastic.
China? No. China, you're supposed to use bone china.
What? Do they, that
one China? I mean, whatever your nicest kelim was. It's silver, whatever it was, your nicest kelim. Pesach, you go all out. You pull out all stops. And just for the Seder. Even when you don't need a utensil, you're not going to need. You put it out on the table. So you beautify the table. Say that karakachi meneer shalosh matos ala kaira. Uporis alam mapano, a nice matzo deco. And the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch has you putting the things on the matzo. Hope they don't break. And Zroa, Beitza, you see the picture there? Hamor levrocha b'emtza. You're supposed to use this. The Seder plate as a serving tray. You really, theoretically, you're supposed to be taking the things from there. It's never enough. But I don't know. So you do your best. But that's the musig of the Seder tray. The musig of the Seder plate is, this is the serving tray. Moral lebracha b'emza, charoisus tachas hazroya, karpus tachas habeitza. Okay, and more of a kricha be'emtza, because I don't think we do this. I wonder if we do any of it. Okay, how do we do it? I don't even know. I follow the picture. I come home, I look at the picture. First of all, we only have five. We don't have six things, we have five. Oh, we have six, yeah. This is true. There's Zroa and Beitza on there. We're on top. I think they're on Beitza. Maybe that's how we do it.
This one like this. This Ramon that I read. This, I forget which is worse. The rabbi, the plates have it on it.
Yeah, but you have to buy it. It's like buying tefillin. You have to know if you're buying an Ari plate or a Ramah plate. I have one that the matzahs go on the underneath. I guess that's how most kairos are. If the place for matzahs, and then on top is the kairo. Akosus yushleimim beloishim pegima, washed out well, revius. Minogeno lulboshes akittel. Yachino gam kimibo, don't get it ready. Don't start looking for the kittel when you come home. And you remember you left it in the shul last Yom Kippur. Umishu avolach, one of the tzlan. Why do we wear a kittel for? There's actually two reasons given. The more famous reason is that you temper the joy a little with the beged mason. You remember the Churban and the first night of Pesach as Tisha B'Av. But the morale rejects it, even though it's normative. Morale says that's absurd. Avelus, where do you come to Avelus on Pesach? So he says it's like you're the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur that wore a bad love on. And you're like walking into the Kachay Kachim. That's his idea of wearing the kippur. Morale. Like the Kohen Gadol wore white when he walked into the Kachay Kachim. It was a sign of purity, of Mechilas Averus. I will say the chai of the others mukhiv and aseba. Rakim loyno got a pedos klal kodim yontim, can she go the mesa beyontim nagin shen amazim the halel oimek ya halel huchiyot. Says halel. Bein eitz lov of chai of the aseba, avol tamar eitz l rabo ein a tzarech. Ein a tzarech.
The option.
Yeah. But I think the Mishnah Berurah says shouldn't.
Unless it's Mokum?
What? If it's Rabbah.
If it's Mokum, then.
Yeah. All right, we'll stop here.